Pedestrian mode and free mode. Okay, get yourself suited up however you want to arrange the various pieces of the trekker. Hopefully everything is charged. Again, the receiver itself actually works even if it's in an outside pocket, suit jacket pocket, dress pocket, whatever. It is amazing, even in a car, how well it will work. So make sure that all the components are on. And next, you'll want to step outside and you need to just stand for a while and make sure you get a connection. Once you have a connection, that's all you have to do. You can hit keys to get information such as, where am I? But Trekker is very automatic, as you're about to hear. And we're going to start walking, and Trekker is just going to tell me what's going on in terms of streets and which way the streets are crossing. Are they on my left or my right? Well, you get the picture. So let's transition to the outdoors.
Three-way intersection. North Oakland Street crossing 18th Street North.
And yes, I'm at a three-way intersection, and I will make a right on 18th, and pretty soon I'll get a confirmation that I'm on 18th.
18th Street North. Three-way intersection. 18th Street North crossing North Quincy Street.
Okay, now we reach Quincy, and this is a very busy street. I just want to turn right again.
North Quincy Street.
And since I'm on the right side of the street, this is an important piece of information. I know this because the traffic is on my left. I will get information about streets coming in across Quincy.
Three-way intersection. North Quincy Street crossing 18th Road North on your left.
Now that's 18th Road. I don't have to worry about it because it is on the left.
Three-way intersection. North Quincy Street crossing 20th Street North on your left.
I plan to turn right on 20th, but obviously not that 20th because, again, it was also on my left. If while walking I hit the Where Am I key, that's the home key, I get
heading north. You are near 1929 North Quincy Street. No points of interest were detected. Current intersection. Three ways. North Quincy Street crossing 20th Street North on your left. Three-way intersection. North Quincy Street crossing 20th Street North on your right.
And here comes my turn to the right. And in just a few seconds, I get a confirmation that I am indeed on 20th.
20th Street North. Four-way intersection. 20th Street North crossing North Oakland Street.
Okay, here's where I turn again, back onto Oakland. And in just a minute, I'll be back to where I started.
North Oakland Street.
Even if you're on a familiar route, it's great to have Trekker keep track of where you are, so you don't have to count streets or keep track of exactly how far have I gone. And it's also possible to suddenly realize you're not where you thought you were. Fortunately, Trekker will keep track for you. And now we'll switch our location and we'll go to a small park where we can try out the free mode. Now, when using the describer mode, we heard that the page up key, if held down, would open free mode.
Entering free mode.
This mode is great when you're not on a street, but rather are walking through a park. You can quite easily keep track of what direction you're going on, depending on which path you're walking on, and what street are you going towards, or where are you going to end up, and if there are any around, it'll tell you how far away and in what direction are different points of interest. Now, just standing still and hitting the home key is not very useful. That's the Where Am I?
Where am I information? No points of interest were found. Heading north.
Well, in reality, I'm heading east, but until I actually move the GPS unit, it's not a compass, and it has no way of knowing which way I'm facing. But as soon as I move, then it knows what direction I'm going in.
Where are my information? No points of interest were found. Heading west. Hayes Park and Oakland ST in front 111 feet.
And yes, I am heading towards Oakland Street. But if someone told me that I wanted to leave this park, come out on Nelson, and they would pick me up there, well, Nelson must be the other way. It isn't towards Oakland, so I'm going to turn around and go the other way.
Where are my information? Searching. Heading east, and Nelson ST in front 160 feet. Nearest point of interest is Cherry Valley Park, 121 degrees on your right, 750 feet.
And sure enough, there's Nelson. And now we heard another reference. If I wanted to head towards Cherry Valley Park, I now know that I'd have to make more than a 90-degree turn from the direction I'm heading, and it would be about 700 feet away. So that's free mode, a very useful tool for strolling alone off the beaten path. Now, has our connection improved?
GPS status, good. Global positioning system information, 8 satellites in view.
And now we're back inside, and that's our little adventure going around the block and strolling around a very small park. And as you can see, Trekker does run quite automatically. You don't have to do much to just continually get the information that you really do need. Okay, moving on to the next section, and we are going to talk about browsing offline and routes.